Welcome to episode number 4 of The Betting Room. We're back for another instalment, and there is so many races on, and we've only had to pick 6 for this particular episode. I think there is 78 races on Boxing Day.
Is that what it is?
78 across, wow. I think it's like 8 different cards or something, or maybe 9 cards. I mean, imagine sitting in a bookies on Boxing Day, just doing your brains for all of them. You've done it.
I've done my brains.
No, which seriously. Ones?
Yeah, seriously. I've come out of there absolutely nothing. All my Christmas, everything went in.
Christmas money gone.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Brilliant.
It's dangerous, isn't it?
It's dangerous, yeah.
Dangerous.
So cool. Stick to your races. That's the tip you're going to take away today. Stick to the races that you've done research before, and don't go back in any favourites just because they've got a big odds on in front of them. Marty, all right?
No, and fair enough. We should say at this point, the third voice you'll hear apart from Jordan and myself, Mark, is the great man himself, the great Martin Passmore.
Straight from the Mullin stable, isn't he?
Hello.
Straight from the Emerald Isle.
Yeah,
self-proclaimed King of Cheltenham is with us.
Bumper specialist.
Irish specialist.
That title was revoked about 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
You need to retain your crown as bumper specialist, sir.
Yeah.
I've got a good horse.
Good horse.
Brilliant. That's what we like to hear. Right, so we are at @_bettingring on X or Twitter. If you follow us, we'll put up our race selections on there and any other fancies we like during the week between this episode and the next. But first, we're going to start off with a question from the audience.
Good.
Yeah, we have one in from Ian from Seven Oaks.
Excellent. Thank
and
you, Ian.
And he asks, it's a good question, by the way. Following Charlie Deutsch's ride on Victorino on Saturday.
Brilliant.
At Ascot. Brilliant. What is the best jumps ride you have ever seen, witnessed, watched? Great question. I'm going to throw it in your direction, folks. First.
Thank you. So I'm going back a few years, I think.
You probably are.
Not speaking from my pocket, this one either. I will say, funnily enough, we were talking about this race just now. I will say Richard Dunwoody, I think it was, or Simon Sherwood, one of the two, on Desert Orchid in the Irish Gold Cup, Irish National at Fairy House.
Yeah, remember that.
12 stone.
Yeah, I think.
3 mile 5, 12 stone.
Boom.
Boom, as they say. Fantastic. Yeah, I think that would be one. Mm-hmm. And what else would there be? Oh, Jamie Spencer on, is it Witch Hunter? Is that the name of the horse that won the? Just the straight mile at Ascot, where he come from last to first, remember?
Witch Hunter.
I think it was called Witch Hunter, white colours. It was Jamie Spencer, last to first, fantastic.
50-1.
Correct, is that right?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Britannia?
Buckingham Palace Stakes.
Buckingham Palace, yeah, brilliant, yeah. Fantastic. That would be my flat one.
That's a good one.
And
there's a few good flat ones, but the one that jumps out to me is Quickthorn at Goodwood.
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah, very show off.
Remember that, yeah.
He just sent off in front.
We were watching that.
We were watching that.
Oh, he's got to come back. He's got to come back.
Never did.
Yeah.
Never did.
No, good shout. That is a lot, that, Jordan.
The other one that I can remember from last year was the Calto Star Novices Chase with Ile Franco. Sent out the front.
Who rode that day?
It's the same jockey that's... James Reveley?
Yes, that's right.
Reveley.
I'll tell you another one now you mention it.
Yep.
Good. This is a good question for our audience.
Yep.
Which jockey rode in the Grand National 9 times and completed every time? 6 times in the frame.
Mm.
What a question. How about that?
Yeah, I can't.
And one of where he finished third was a genius ride. It was a horse who had no right to stay 4 miles. Coaxed. Finished third in the end. Absolutely fantastic.
I'm gonna guess it's an Irish jockey.
He's Irish, but he was riding over here at the time.
Hmm.
There we go. There's one for the audience.
One for the audience, yeah. Good question.
Thank you. Marty, what about your Welsh National winner?
Wow.
Chuck Thornton? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, but then... Then he came second the following year.
Yeah, but that day he won was brilliant.
I think one of the best rides I've seen, I'm going to say this, I know it's Patrick Mullins' Champagne Fever.
Yes. Yeah.
How he kept that horse at bay
Yeah.
Come alongside it point. And kept going and going. Yeah. Yeah, what a day that was.
I've got another one. This is before Jordan was born, I think.
Probably.
Archibald at Kempton. When he caught Rooster Booster. Archibald. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Rooster Booster was about 30 clear, still about 20 clear coming into the straight. What was he called? Paul Carberry.
Paul Carberry. No way.
Sat and sat. This Archibald had to be produced literally on the line.
Yeah.
And he sat and he sat and he sat and he sat and he sat. And he'd done him, didn't he?
Because we had Brave Inca, Ardy Eustace, that time of year, Archibald. It was all of them.
Yeah. A Rooster and Booster was a grey flat out from the front, wasn't he?
That was a
great ride. Yes. But good question.
To hold him like that, you had to hold him till the end.
Wait.
Mm. Punters were going mental.
They were. Yeah. That's right, yeah. Great question. And super. Anyone else, please send them in.
Please get them in at @_bettingring on Twitter. We will we'll bring them up, absolutely. Right, let's move into our first of our six featured races. We're doing Boxing Day. We've got the Welsh National on the Friday, and then we've got the Savills Chase on the Saturday at Leopardstown. But going into the four races we're doing on Thursday, we're going to start with the Formby Novices Hurdle at Aintree. And this race is stacked full of talent, is my first impression when I looked at the card. We got Potter's Charm heading the market, obviously following his very impressive win over Val Grand at Cheltenham. Road Less Travelled, Celtic Dino, Country Mile, Miami Magic, Junker Dallier and Good and Clever are the seven that line up for this one. I'm going to start with this one. And the first question, I went through and I had a look at this and I came up with a selection. And then my last thought was, am I just making this too difficult? Is this way more difficult than it needs to be? And Potter's Charm just wins because he's a world beater and he's going to win the Turners at Cheltenham. Is that what we're doing?
I nearly fell off my seat when you said that.
I have backed him in the Turners.
Okay.
22-1.
Is he? Okay.
No, if you want the truth from me, Potter's Charm can't lose. He cannot lose.
Oh, my God.
Cannot lose.
I love it.
And that's straight from the... Head, heart, I will be on. We can't lose. What a horse.
Is he the best of the 2.5 mile horses in England at the moment?
He should be a lot lower price.
You've got to think so. The one thing that made me doubt this was this is 2 mile 1 and he's dropped back down in trip.
That's nice. 2.5, isn't it?
2 mile 1. It's 2 mile 1. That's the only question mark that I had for this horse. If it was 2 mile 4, I'd be all over this. Or 2 mile 4.5, I'd be all over this. But it's 2 mile 1. And some of these others, you know, have ran over 2 mile 1 last time and won well. And I just wonder, maybe Potter's Charm is jumping, is a slight suspect, but he's obviously talented enough that he gets up.
He's 15-8, and he's 15-8 for a reason.
Yeah.
Best horse in the race.
I cannot see beyond that horse. I mean, the thing that...
That's my opinion.
The first horse I looked at in this race when I saw the card up, besides Potter's Charm, the one that jumped out to me from most recent memory was Country Mile and the way he won last time out.
Is that the one that won at Cheltenham?
Yeah, I thought so.
And
Country Mile got beat 3 lengths by Road Less Travelled 2 starts ago. So, you know, what can you take from that? You know, either Country Mile was really improved.
So, I looked at this race. My first thing was Potter's Charm. That was the starting place. Mm. My worry with Potter's Charm was 2 things. The drift. I know he's come back in now, but he was 13-8 first show when this opened. He was 5-2 last night when I did my bits. He has come in a bit 9-4, I think 2-1 there, but that's because there's 5 non-runners.
Yeah.
And that concerned me in that, you know, he's £8 clear in front of all the other British runners.
Correct.
But the drift, I don't know if heavy ground worries him because it's soft already at Liverpool.
Yeah. And good to soft is the current going.
But I looked at the weather forecast and it looks like it's raining all week.
Okay.
Now, Liverpool, that's a flat track. It's like, you know, I know it's the other way around, but it's Kempton. People think, oh, it's a speed trap. You don't have to stay. It's like Kempton. You know, everyone thinks, oh, 2 miles, horses will win the King George, got no chance.
Yeah.
So heavy ground might be a worry.
Mm-hmm.
When I did this race last night, obviously Romeo Coolio was in, Blue Devassi was in.
Correct, yeah.
And I'll come back to Romeo Coolio in a bit. But the one I could see was Skelton's Country Mile. Mm. The reason being there was three or four that might go off in front.
He's produced lovely last time, wasn't he, when he won well?
That's right. And I could see him just sitting. Interestingly, he started off in a 2.5 mile point, not a 3 mile point.
Okay.
So that tells me he'll be sticking to 2 miles, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Harry's obviously gone to Kempton, so Keelan Woods is on.
Yeah.
But which isn't an effort. And, you know, visually, he was very impressive at Cheltenham. Mm. I know it's four runners and the favourite didn't turn up. But, and then, like you say, he has finished behind John Joe's horse, hasn't he? Mm. But he would have nearly won that day. He booted the last out the ground and it stopped him.
Okay.
He was desperate that day.
Yeah.
But he travelled better than the winner almost.
Okay.
I know the winner's good, you know, but I wouldn't say there'd be much between them. But I'm not as confident as Martin is about Potters. Valgran hasn't done anything for the form since, by the way.
No, not at all.
You know.
Not at all.
Well, they do love this horse.
They do love it. Mm.
Sam Twiston going to Aintree, that's the key for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
jockey,
a good point.
Yeah, that's the way I'm looking at this.
Good point.
Sam Twiston, Davis, Potter's Charm, and they do. The Twistons, they love this horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
They think this is one of these world beaters.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been beaten yet this season. So
no. Oh, that's
and 22-1 for the Cheltenham race. Mm. Disgrace.
14s now? 14s?
Should be well down on that. Should be single figures
well,
for
probably,
me.
He probably will.
Yeah, I do.
If he wins this, I
like him a lot.
If he wins this, I think he will. I think he'll be 10-1, 8-1.
I really do like this horse.
Good. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. He's done nothing wrong yet.
So that's who you're putting up, Potter's, in that?
Oh, yeah. Potter's Charm. Okay. Christ. Yeah.
Julie?
Good race, though. I do like the race. Everyone's got a win and all sorts. So, yeah.
I can see all of these winning this. Because they're all, you know, really unexposed improvers, is the way I look at it. I look at all of these saying, you know, they're going up £8 for winning last time. Potter's Charm's the only one that really took my eye. But as you say, Valgran's done nothing since. And at the price.
The ratings for this race do show he's clear.
Yeah.
But I don't think it tells the whole story. It's very hard to put a key on the John Joe horse because he's gone out in front twice.
Yeah.
It's very hard to put a key on the Skelton one because he came right as the last. He looked to have any amount in hand, didn't he? Let's be fair.
Mm.
So, you know, I think it's... Whilst I understand what you say, I wouldn't be backing him, Potter's Charm, at that price, but it wouldn't surprise me if he won, certainly.
Yeah. I'd love to see Potter's Charm to win. The other one that I was looking at was Miami Magic for Stuart Edmonds, but form is bang out of stable.
Oh, Miami.
He is.
Yeah.
No, completely.
No win in 11
Couldn't
runners.
Couldn't
train
Ivy up a post at the moment.
No. So the one I'm actually going to go with, as a little each way shout, is John Gadalio for Ollie Murphy.
Okay.
Sean Bowen, again, at Aintree. So...
As you know,
going
into this, all these meetings, there's going to be some reputations down.
Mm.
It's going to be one of these. This 4 days is probably the biggest 4 days of the season.
And there's
going to be right. Yeah.
We're going to learn a lot, aren't we?
Oh, God. Yeah. And that Miami Magic, I remember that winning.
Mm.
God almighty, it was impressive. And now you've mentioned it. Yeah. That was a great win at Kempton.
Mm.
Easily impressive. What can you say? But got to be the Potter's Charm for me.
Good, okay.
Got to take him on.
That was the issue. Is they've all got those words underneath them. Every single horse in this race, bar the bottom.
Yeah,
every single horse. You know, Celtic Dino as well. Impressive last two starts.
I love that horse.
Yeah, I know you do. Andy loves that horse.
Who knows?
Mm. So okay, cool. Looking forward to this race.
I do think we should be wary of the ground.
Absolutely, yeah. That's why I can't have Miami Magic
just
on that one little thing there.
I think that could
stacked.
Be...
Stacked. Absolutely stacked.
You've got the Liverpool weather forecast.
Well, to be truthful...
It's rain.
I've got all the weather...
I have all the race courses on my...
It's not too bad. dry Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's what it's saying. We've got Cheltenham, Aintree,
York. Yeah, we've got them all on there. That's right, yeah.
Super great.
I've got them all on there.
Unbelievable. Right, moving on. We have, we're going to jump over to Wetherby now. 135, the 3 mile William Hill Roland Merrick handicap chase at Wetherby. Yes. And I don't have a clue what to make of this. I had one in mind and Folks has destroyed it. So
no, he hasn't. I'm backing out. That's far from the truth. is absolutely far from the truth. I haven't destroyed it at all.
No. Okay, I'll leave with this one as well then. So the horse, I'll just give a quick overview of the race. Cruise Control is favourite. We have 8 runners in this race. Cruise Control 11-4, Some Scope 4-1, Talmuris 9-2, how do you pronounce this? Synomine 13-2?
Synomine.
Synomine, there you go.
Thank you, that's my French expert.
Serious, 13-2. Young Buster 8-1, Good Boy Bobby 9s, Kinondo Quetu 16s, and Mr. Incredible 25-1. He's actually having the first run for Sandy Thompson, moving from Willie Mullins, believe it or not. Mr. Incredible.
Yeah.
He just doesn't look like he wants to race anymore. No. He gets anywhere.
He's classed as a nutter.
So the horse I looked at here, the one that jumped out to me when I was going through them, mainly because I've seen the script before, is the way I would word it, was Synonomine. And that was just 2 good runs, 1 well both times at bigger prices. Last time unseated at the 5th last before, he was a hold-up horse, so he never got to make his challenge visually, so you have no idea where he would have finished.
He was still going okay though, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it said in the notes, so. Travelled strongly, didn't it?
And it reminds me very much of Reckless Eric, which was the same. So he won, right. He won on the Friday in the Cheltenham November meeting, and he was a bigger price because he unseated the race before. You know,
yes, that's right, yeah.
And obviously, we didn't know if he had improved or whatnot. So that's the one I found from my end, 13-2 currently. I just see that as a bit of an each way to nothing, I think.
So he's come from the Hunter Field.
Yeah.
He ran behind, I've forgotten the horse again, what was it called? He ran behind the McManus horse at Cheltenham.
Oh, yeah.
The 140 horse.
He beat it.
Yeah.
It's on the line.
It's on the line. Who's rated 140 now. This sign nominee's 133, and that's obviously based on his run with It's on the Line.
Yeah.
You know, they were next door to each other. I think it was a neck or something. Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a neck.
That's right.
It was a neck, and but the other one was giving sign nominee £7. Mm-hmm. Goes on the ground, generally jumps really well, like most hunters.
Yeah.
If this was with a different trainer, this would be 3-1, 7-2.
Yeah.
My issue with this,
go on,
and I'll tell you for why, is the jockey.
Okay.
So
James Turner.
Is it James Turner? Mm-hmm. It was down as John Dawson.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's Turner. Interesting. So
claiming,
this horse,
claiming 5.
This horse used to be ridden by the trainer.
Okay.
Fiona Needham.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So when she trained professionally now,
yeah,
she can't ride it. And yeah, I've got a feeling John Dawson's her partner.
That's right. They've changed this today.
Yeah.
They changed this today because I was looking at this last night and it was Dawson. Yeah.
And John Dawson cannot ride.
No.
With the greatest will in the world. I was speaking to a friend of mine last night who's got horses who we both know. And he said he described him as the jockey was like a monkey dancing on a football. and it haunted me, this race on Saturday at Aintree, Victorino's race. I backed the French horse at 11s.
Yeah.
He goes off 3s. And how I didn't is my own fault. The bloke had only ridden 4 winners in France.
Yeah.
And it showed.
Yeah.
He didn't know what he was doing at Ascot. It was abysmal, literally abysmal.
Mm.
Wasn't presenting at the fences. The arms went up in the air like star jump. It was terrible.
Mm.
My friend said to me, it's like a monkey dancing on a football. He was all over the place. So that would have been my only reservation. I think this horse might win as well. But Turner riding it, claiming 5.
More positive.
Absolutely positive. The favourite, I couldn't Cruise back control. With your money.
No.
Cruise Control.
Yeah.
Talmuris, 0. Not a chance of staying 3 miles. Not a chance.
That's okay. So not a chance. You're having me on, were you?
I was having you on. You're not brilliant. A chance of that staying 3 miles.
Thank you.
A 7 furlong horse.
Yes.
And a miler.
Yeah.
That won on the snow in Switzerland.
Mm.
Right. And his point to point, he ran in a 3 mile point, 4 runners.
Yeah.
The horse that was second, he's none from 19. He couldn't help but win its race. The others were lapped.
I can't believe...
he's got no chance of staying 3 miles.
I can't believe zero. Nichols has upped him to 3 miles.
No, zero. I fancied Marble Sands in that, but he's in kick out.
I looked at that too.
And, you know...
He was behind... He
ran in the rehearsal behind Changing Man.
Yeah, who was fourth in that race?
Some Scope.
It was Some Scope. Yeah, that's right.
I would have had Some Scope in front of the current front two.
Yeah.
To me, I'd be laying both of those.
Love it.
Tamuras.
That's good.
Second telly needed.
Fox, he had me on before the podcast started. I said, Tamuras was my kind of a horse I found 2 years ago or so when it won at Sandown. I think it went off 5-2. And I'd backed it a few times since. And then last time I backed that horse was at Cheltenham in the, was it the Supreme? Think you ran in the Supreme?
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Unconscious.
Gone. Not backed it since. But yeah, that's my memory of Tamuras, was it just being absolutely legless at the end of all of its races, even up to 2 mile 4, you know?
I was at Sandown one day when he nearly collapsed on the running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he can't jump. So
bookie, but Cruise Control, 9-4 favourite, 27 lengths beating last time.
When I saw this so short, I think there must be something here. He's not well handicapped at all.
I thought it was going to be a bit of form.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a nearly, you know, hampered and nearly brought down or something, one of those. But his form doesn't stack up for me at all. To be, mind you, that does show what a poor race it is.
Mm.
Yeah,
you know, I'm glad Turner's on that.
Yeah,
he's good, James Turner.
You fancy a bit of that now?
Yeah, each way. I think that's 8 runners. Yeah, yeah.
Three places, bet to nothing kind of job.
Punter's paralysis. Love no, it. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Marty, any thoughts other than not the favourite?
I do like Good Boy Bobby. Always have. He'll run a good race. Whether it's good enough to win.
He's 12 now, isn't he?
That's what I saw. He's 11.
Been running in veterans races. He's a grand horse, isn't he?
I don't like the race, to be true. No, well, I keep going through it. Thinking,
you're like
but
me.
Good Boy Bobby.
You'd like
as
to
a little
each
well.
Wayer.
Yeah, yeah. Little each wayer. Nothing major.
Okay.
But that's a tough little race, that.
I agree with that.
Mr. Incredible could shock everyone.
You wouldn't be surprised.
If he wants to run.
No matter which one won, you wouldn't go, cool, how's that?
Nah.
Yeah.
That's a race.
That sort of race.
Not.
No, yeah. Not me. No.
Well, yeah, the only shock would be Tamura staying on.
No.
After 2 miles.
Well, you never know.
I'd lay that to be out of frame.
Yeah. Superb. Right, let's move over to Kempton then, the big meeting for the day. And to be honest, the biggest race, we got the Christmas Hurdle. Four runners.
Biggest race?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's the biggest race in terms of social
interest.
Media story. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Labrokes Christmas Hurdle. We got 4 runners after the Dex today. Surprise, surprise. Anything that, if you see Lossy Mouth in Constitution Hill declared, you're pulling yours out really, aren't you? Burdett Road and Lump Sum are the other two. This is the first time, I think, in my lifetime that we will now see Constitution Hill at the other side of odds on. And what a bit of value it must be. What a bit of value. This thing is the best 2 mile hurdler we will ever see. Well, and Lossy Mouth backers are going to be in the mud. Irish racing's going to be in the mud.
To be truthful, Lossy Mouth is race fit. It won well last time. Okay, didn't beat a lot, but it won well.
It beat a stayer over 2 mile 4.
It's going to be Burdett Road from the front.
Burdett
Road's got no choice. Got to go from the front. These two lump sum have got to be up there early. Whether they stay is another matter. But Lossy Mouth, fit, raring to go. Willie shouting all the things out. Constitutional Hill, they're shouting everything out. We just turn up and we go for it.
£7.
The £7 are a great bonus.
I know you love this horse, Marty. Don't get me wrong. And it's a brilliant race. So the two things I'd say, either way wouldn't surprise me, to be honest.
It's what, yeah.
I'd love to see Constitution come back to his best. That'd be brilliant. And you remember Constitution Hill's rated £15 higher than her.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets £7. That's a lot to make up £15, you know. But I know she's good, she's brilliant. But what interested me was what the trainers have been saying. So, you know, Henderson and Nico have been very bullish. Willie sort of kept his powder dry a bit. And even the owner come out.
Buckley today.
I'm going to shut you all up or something, he said, which was, I've never heard him talk like that.
Love that.
You know, because you
he's been quite frustrated for a while, though, hasn't he, really? Not being able to run him in all these races.
But you do put yourself on offer. If you come out with something like that, you know, if you come out and say, oh, I hope, you know, hope he runs well, comes back safe, you can't go wrong. If you come out and say, bring this on, we're going to show you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they must be confident.
I think that last race for Lossy Mouth has put a spot on for this. Whereas Constitutional Hill, race
Constitution
course,
Hill,
has got a lot to do. A year off the course.
He had a cold, mate.
I've got to admit, if it does it, fair enough.
Yeah.
But I just can't see it myself. But that's my opinion.
Do you think, and I get what you're going to say, I know what's coming, but do you think that with Sugino going to, I'm guessing it's going to take on Ballyburn. I know it's been declared.
That's which the other big one, isn't it?
Yeah.
But
well, he's not in this anymore.
I think after all the issues with Constitution Hill, I think Willie would be disappointed if this didn't.
He'd be devastated.
And if he gets beat by Constitution Hill on Boxing Day, would Willie have in the back of the mind, if he's beat us today, after a year off, would I go to the Mayor's?
Anti-post prices don't suggest that at all.
At the moment, he's well covered for the Mayor's race. He's well covered. But
yeah, but he's not covered by
he's not expecting
to get beat. Yeah.
He's turning up there and he's hoping she romps home.
But do you take my point?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah.
Is it he testing the water a bit? Because if he gets beat by...
I'm shocked that she's even here.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what's going on here?
But if she gets beat by Constitution, there's no way in the world she'll beat him at Cheltenham.
Because we all...
Not on earth. We
all know Hill could win it, could pull up.
Correct.
Anything could happen.
Yeah.
This is the unknown part now. But a year off the course, turn up and beat Lossy Mouth, who's fit and raring to go, would be an achievement.
So, taking all that on board, which you're absolutely spot on, why is Lossy Mouth not shorter?
Well,
to me,
10 to 11, 11 to 10.
Mm.
It's basically choose which one you want
to
do.
To me, if these people know about these horses as well, you know, we love to speculate.
Yeah.
But the guys in the camps know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, what's the other? Tahupu was 2-5 to beat Lossy Mouth. And on the day, Lossy Mouth
drifted like
4-7. They know.
Yeah, yeah.
This is much closer in the betting than it should be. If you believe everything that Constitution Hill's been injured and stuff like that, you would expect Lossy Mouth 4-9, 6-4, 13-20.
We will know at the off. That's the way
the betting,
it was last
the
time.
Betting will tell you a hell of a
those,
lot.
Those, that hour before that Tiapu Lossy Mouth race went off was when the majority of the money came in.
It's a great race.
Superb.
It really lights up Boxing Day, doesn't it?
To see
that, them two, I think, right, let's see who wins.
And it'll be a cat and mouse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell of a race. Yeah, can't wait for that one. Can't wait.
Superb.
I would say Lossy Mouth might have a slight advantage on jumping as well.
But when you look at that,
Constitution, he always boots one out the ground, doesn't he?
Mm.
You know,
well, 366 days off the track.
Yeah, but
no, I've got to say it. You don't get away with it now. I've been watching these races, and the horse that's gone out before, like, was it Better Days Ahead beat State Man?
Mm.
Was that the
one? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Same thing. This match fitness now comes in.
Okay.
We'll see, won't we? In 2 days, we shall see. He's got to be on fire.
He has got. Yeah.
He's got to be on fire to win this.
Brilliant.
That is
true. The other two, I think they're just in there to make the numbers up.
Well, they're non-runners, aren't they?
Yeah, basically. But yeah,
there is something to be said about that, I suppose, with his gallop at Newbury that wasn't so long ago.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was an issue there. But he still looked...
He's had issues over a year.
Yeah.
And now he's got to come back and take on a just mare. From another £7. Issue. It's one hell of an achievement. Well, if it wins... Hill, what an achievement.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be the first one to say, well done, mate. If you know.
And Nico's obviously riding for him. He's been dreadful the last 2 weeks. Absolutely. Nico de Boinville. Dreadful.
Dreadful?
The amount of odds on favourites he's had turned over.
Harsh.
No, dreadful.
Dreadful?
Dreadful.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite strong, isn't it?
Well, he couldn't ride a moped.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
But that being said, though, one thing I will say about Nico de Boinville is he always gets it right on the big races.
Well, he's going to have to get this right.
Django Bai. He was fantastic that day.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Henry de Bromhead, and I always remember this thing, what he said, when they get injured or whatever, they lose about 8 lengths. I always remember that.
Okay.
And that's what he said. And I fully agree with it. So this horse is coming back, I would say not from the dead, but...
Yeah, yeah.
But he's got a lot to do.
Yeah, I agree.
We just got to sit back, enjoy it, and see what happens. The grey... Wins, brilliant. If Hill wins,
brilliant. Yeah.
It's going to be all over the place going up that straight, isn't it?
Yeah. Amazing.
But yeah, great race to have. I didn't expect to see that.
We're lucky, mate.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a good thing Constitution Hill's 25 lengths better than Lossiemouth, isn't it?
No chance.
Right, let's move on to the 2:30 at Kempton, which is the King George the VI Chase.
Oh, nice.
Superb, superb race here. Brilliant. We've got 11 declared. Heading the market, Spillane's Tower 4-1, Ile Francais 9-2, Bambridge 5-1, Grey Dawning 11-2, Corbett's Cross 12-1 bar. Other ones in there, Envoy Alain, Lompress, Brave Man's Game, a French horse, Juntos Ganamos, the real whacker, and General en Chef, who just finished 4th at Newbury, if I can remember. Folks, I'll let you go with this one, mate.
Okay.
What we see?
Another great race, by the way.
Superb.
Yeah.
Stacked. Considerably better than last year, mate. Four or five.
Look as though, this is almost like the new era.
Mm.
Obviously, sadly, no Shiskin.
Yeah.
Brave Man's Game gone.
He is here.
But he's gone.
Hey, Harry's riding him more prominently.
Gone.
That means one thing, doesn't
cannot
it?
Cannot win.
Pulled up, yeah.
What was the other one? Hewitt's a 11-year-old
Hewitt.
Now, wasn't he?
And
what was the other one?
Lompress.
What was? Alaho. Oh, Alaho, of course it was, yeah.
Alaho.
Yeah, so Alaho was Alaho. Third. Yeah, another one gone for me. Yeah,
absolutely.
So it's a bit of a sort of new broom for me.
Much better race this year.
Oh, fantastic. Younger horses. Now... I started with Grey Dawning.
Yes.
And he looked like he was tailor-made for this. He ran really well up at Wetherby, but he was unconscious at the end, literally.
Mm.
Out on his feet that day. He jumped fantastic, but I've got my doubts about him. One, because of that...
Mm-hmm.
He was literally, he paddled over the last that day. He was unconscious when the other horse went by, the Venetia Williams horse went by.
Haydock,
yeah.
Betfair Chase, yeah. That was testing ground, wasn't it?
So the two things that worry me about this horse, he's only ever raced once right-handed, and that was at Kempton, funnily enough, but that was in a hurdle, a handicap hurdle, where, as it turned out, he probably had £100 in hand of him. It was no race.
Yeah,
he was 5-4, but he had pounds and pounds and pounds and pounds in hand, so he couldn't help but win. Secondly, when he got beat at Haydock, he finished the same distance behind Royal Pagal as he did finish in front of Brave Man's Game. So he got beat 6 lengths by Royal Pagal, but he only beat Brave Man's Game 6 lengths.
Mm.
You know, and that won't win a...
No.
That'll never win a King George.
No.
So his jumping's fantastic. He'd be suited by Fast Track, Kempton. It'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
But to win a King George, you have to stay really well. Really, really well. My other doubt is that if Factor File or Galloping Deschamps ran in this, to me, Martin, you'll be a better judge of me, to me, they'd be unbackable in this, wouldn't they?
To be truthful, looking at that lot, they would be around the even money mark.
Really?
Factor File thingy, yeah. Because that's how... Well,
to me, Factor File would be twos on in that.
Spillane's Tower.
Right, so this is what I was going to get to.
Yeah.
So Spillane's Tower would appear to have everything going for him. He's finished just behind Factor File. He's beaten Galloping Deschamps. Also, the trainer said that Spillane's Tower, he hadn't been able to get it on the grass before he ran in the 2.5 mile race where faster slow ran.
Yeah.
And another 5 yards and he'd have won that day.
Yeah.
So bearing in mind how many front runners there are, you know, I think Spillane's Tower's the wrong price at 4-1. I think he could be half that price. Banbridge, zero chance.
I can't see why Banbridge is in here. He's a quick two miler and he's in a 3 mile race.
Correct.
And he's second favourite.
Yeah. Zero chance for me. You?
Don't get it. No, I could not back him.
Corbett's Cross is just one of those just below this grade, isn't he?
I wouldn't be surprised if he popped up.
No.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's in the frame.
No chance.
No?
If I think
there's going to be one in the frame, it'd probably be Hewick again. It'll happen exactly the same way. He'll just pot around and come through at the end. But Spillane's at fours, that's a fair... Ile France, 5-1, you can put another nought on that.
Really?
Oh.
Really?
After its last run.
The way it pulled up last time.
That looked a bit dodgy to me, I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, 8-13, went off 9-4.
Yeah.
And needed a defibrillator after three jumps.
They knew
absolutely something was wrong that day.
That looked to me as if he was just out for a run, though. This has been his target the whole time.
You can't back horse in the King George after that, can you?
No, well, I wouldn't be backing him anyway.
But they knew that day that there was, and it was, I'm not going to say it was blatant, but that was one hell of a drift.
Oh, it was blatant.
And he never looked like entertaining the race.
No.
All the way through, terrible. No. Not a chance, zero.
He'll go off in front, though. We do know.
Will he?
Yeah.
Will he go off in front of Grey Dawning?
100% no.
Not a chance for me.
No?
Zero. And it sounds like Brave Man's Game's going to walk in front.
He said he's going to be ridden more aggressively, whatever that means. Probably, he said, Cobden said he's going to be second behind Ile France. He'll be happy.
Zero, Ile France.
The running. No?
No, zero.
I like the fact he's been targeted for this.
But where else does he go?
Well, I don't know. I'm not really into French racing, so I can tell you, but...
Yeah, but
but he won at Kempton. He won at Kempton.
How it can just collapse in France
when he was
and then come
up,
back in at 4-1.
When he was pulled up, he looked like he was going to collapse. That
he
day, didn't
looked,
he?
Yeah, it was.
It was pathetic.
It was, yeah. You know, I don't know.
Might eat my words, but
he pulled
you
up.
Can't back a horse he put, after how, watching that, can you?
How far did he actually get round before he pulled up?
14th, headed before 16th. Remain closed up,
five out
up before five out, as if.
So how far?
That's a mile.
A mile out? Okay.
Was it 3 mile two?
Three mile three and a half, yeah. On heavy.
I'm totally different to Mark. I'm a Grey Dawning fan. And the way it ran and jumped, I thought that
his
was...
His jumping's fabulous.
He's a good jumper.
It was just great to watch it. And I think he got beaten... Royal Beguile, give him his due to come back like that, but I think Grey Dawning has set himself up for this beautiful.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
It's whether you think that race at Haydock's left his mark on him.
Yeah.
33 days ago, that's a
but
long time.
Dan Skelton doesn't seem to think so.
No,
so.
the way they came out and said King George, definitely. Because that was heavy.
Oh, but they've got to go there, haven't they?
Yeah, that was heavy going.
Mm. I could see him...
That's their gold couples. So this has got to win this if they want to progress.
They won't win the Gold Cup.
No chance.
He's going to run in it.
That is their big... Yeah.
To me, he looks a racing certainty for the chase at Aintree, the three-miler in April. Good ground. He looks...
The way he was like swinging,
a really good thing for that.
Swinging, jumping, it just looked the part to me.
That looks.
So I'm a Grey Dawning fan. But okay.
My worry is about him only having one run going that way. Oh, that does worry me.
It's a hell of a race to be in, but he's got a good chance.
Yeah,
like they all have. Really,
I think we both agree, or you don't maybe, that Il Francais, not for me, Martin. Can't have it.
There's something about that. I don't know what it is about that horse.
Yeah, you can't back it after that.
No.
I am backing it.
That's all about
about opinions.
Yeah. Any thoughts on Lompresso? And the one stat I'll come up here with, obviously, is we last saw him at Cheltenham in March in the Gold Cup. He was fourth, 15 lengths behind Galopin
Deschamps. Ground's gone against it, I think.
Probably, yeah.
Because if we're getting no rain,
it's good ground.
So it's going to be a quickie then.
Yeah, it's good at Kempton at the moment. There's no rain
forecast. I can't have for home. No.
The one thing
we've just said about Constitution Hill's coming back for a year. That's coming back from 9.5 months.
Yeah, but every time
he does run fresh, doesn't he?
230, 390 brake, 220 brake. Mm. Absolutely hosed up every time. Tector out, into overdrive, Gunsight Ridge, the three horses he beat first time out after coming off a layoff. Interesting one, I think.
Okay.
And he has been backed as well, 18s into 12s. Venetia is 10%, but yeah, probably ground is wrong. If it was softer,
I think she's looking very nice, Venetia, isn't she?
She's at 10% strike rate.
I think Venetia at the moment.
What form or
all round?
All round form.
You and Kit out of your bed Sunday morning, would you?
No. So Grey Dawning for Marty.
Yeah, definitely.
Spillane's Tower
all the way. Spillane's Tower.
I'm going to put my head on Ile France, whatever. Okay. Who cares? He's been targeted for this race. Come on, the French. Let's move to Chepstow on the Friday, 2:50. We've got the Carl Welsh Grand National. I've picked out two in this race. I'll be honest with you, I've not looked at every single one of them. I know you had one fancy, but out to 50-1. I mean, are you still...
Who's?
Lucinda Russell's.
He's nothing like 50, sir.
He's down to 50s.
He's not.
50-1 best price.
No, that's an error because he's 20s best everywhere now.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll hold on.
Unless he's a non-runner, that's probably why he might be 50s, but no, I don't think he is.
20-1
biggest.
Okay. My mistake.
All I will say about this race, Jordan, this is the worst
100%
Coral
right.
Welsh Grand National 100%. I've ever looked at. Monbeg Genius, 9-2 favourite.
Unbelievable. Mm.
Where do they get these odds? I don't get it. I'll tell you what, it's that bad a race. You've got to start looking at the tail end of it and thinking, do you know what, something's going to win from there. And I like Val Dancer. Everyone's going, who the hell's that? But it's one last time out, 3-mile 2, good to soft.
Mel Rowley?
Yeah.
Mel Rowley. And it runs on any ground. And I'll tell you what, the form of it ain't too bad. So that's the one for me, Val Dancer.
Price is that?
25s. Yeah, big price. So it's not too bad.
I'll be having a little flutter on Galier de la Tote. Yeah, just. Because
you've got to, haven't you?
Just
sofa horse,
sofa, yeah, yeah. Just because we know it ran in the Grand National this year.
He led coming in.
He was there. Wasn't
he was. We late night pass.
It was only because the way Nassalam won this race last year, and he won by 36 lengths, something stupid like
have
miles.
You seen the form of it though.
Who? Gallia.
Can Do Kid, Broadway Boy, Victorino. Senior Chief,
that was the one at Newbury.
It was there to win one, wasn't it?
It was.
Got a good chance.
So in this race particular, I'm just looking for an absolute thorough stayer that you know is going to stay and stay all day. just because the way it's run last year.
Is it 4 miles? Is it a 4 miler?
3.6. 3.6. Yeah.
See, it's not going to be as bad as previous years with the ground.
It's soft at the moment.
It's still soft.
It is soft.
So it probably will stay that.
The other one I'm looking at was Iron Bridge. Ran in this race last year, came second. He went last year off a mark of 142, comes back in off 136 this year. So I kind of, I like him for the frame. I like him for the frame. Folks, Lucinda Russell, is that yours?
All over it.
All over it?
80, 70, 66, 50.
Boom, boom,
it's
boom,
now
boom,
about,
boom.
Now about 16s, 20s.
Yeah.
So I'm on my each way price.
Your Own Story is the name of
correct.
The source for those.
It is Your Own Story. This is the worst quality Welsh National, as Martin says,
dreadful.
For ages.
Dreadful.
Yeah. The first two things about this one, I've beat the price really well.
Many
and secondly,
times.
I've got declared, which is another,
that's another big
act
one,
of God for me at the moment.
Yeah.
So the funny thing about this year's race is there's very few absolutely guaranteed to stay.
Mm.
But this guy is one of them. He's an eight-year-old.
Yep.
So he's not like these horses that, you know, at this race used to have the same runners in it, Two Amigos and what's the thing of Nichols, Highland Hunter,
I Will Do It.
You know, all these horses that were 10, 11 and 12 just used to turn up the same time every year. And Roy de la May or something, the Irish horse.
Yeah.
It's the same horses run it, but this is only eight. So this guy went off 4-1 favourite for the Scottish National when Kitty's Light won it. He was beat eight lengths and he was clear. And he was clear in the race after that when he got collared in Ireland in a £200,000 race. He ran in a Premier Handicap 3.6 race and he was clear. He just got collared. So he then came back and ran in the Borders National at Kelso on his first run. He finished second to Brentney's of Henry Daly, who was sort of unexposed over that trip. He's a fair stayer. He's only 1.28. He's 10 stone 6.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's going to be like not having a jockey on at Chepstow. You know, these horses were 12 stone.
Yeah.
You know, in the days gone by, you had Gold Cup horses running in this. Mm. House and Genlardis ran in it. We know about Bonanza Boy, Carville's Hill. These were decent, you know, decent horses. This wouldn't even get in the race years ago, would it?
No.
You know, the quality, you know.
It's that bad.
Isn't it?
It's terrible. But this is where the results will...
So...
There'd be an outsider.
I'm guessing shocker. Derek Fox will ride. And he is, without a doubt, and without any doubt, the best rider of long-distance chasers in the land. By a country mile, only.
Wow.
You think of Corrick Rambler.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
He's fantastic at these races. I don't like Monbeg. Is it Monbeg Genius? Monbeg Genius.
The way he hits fences.
Yeah, that's another watch from behind the chair.
Can't have him.
The other one I liked a bit was Jubilee Express, Sam Thomas.
Yeah. He's a dark horse.
He's only seven.
Mm. And he's laid out for this.
Yeah, he is. Exactly.
He's come on Twitter.
Is that right? Is it?
Yeah, but they all are really, aren't they? But he's
gone up £9, but he won his last two chases, 3.5 in heavy, 3.5 in heavy, like a horse way in front of his mark.
It's going to be there.
He reminds me of I Will Do It 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I Will Do It, you know, long past
his
sell-by date now.
You've got the outdancers and all of them.
They
seem to come out, first time out, they run a blinder.
To me, this is a chance.
It could be the one.
I think... We'll see now, 7 or 8 to 1.
Yeah.
We haven't missed anything.
Eights.
I would say, but I like the one I'm on, I think.
You've got a good chance.
He has got a good chance. And Lucinda Russell knows how to win these the Nationals. Scoo, obviously, her partner, rode Bonanza Boy in this, probably 25 years ago. Was it 89, I think it was, wasn't it? Something like that.
Yeah.
35 years ago.
Yeah.
Cool. But she's an expert at these long distance races. The fact he went a 4-1, you know, when he was just turned 6, tells you a lot about what they thought of this. And I think 1-2-8, if he doesn't win this, there'll be a race for him, maybe the Scottish National on better ground, I don't know. But, you know, he's got a cracking chance.
He's got to have a chance.
Cracking chance for me, yeah. Like I say, going out on the last circuit, there'll be eight lengths between first and last. And when they come in the home straight, they might be the same.
Yeah.
But you get to the second last, it'll be binoculars.
Yeah.
Won't it? You know, be looking over hedgerows to see
something. Oh, yeah. Looking at the form of this, what's in there.
Yeah.
God, there'd be some might tailed off. It'd be an interesting race. As you say, you've got a good chance there, Jordan. I'll give you that. Got to be up there. Got to do something. You know.
It stays. Elliot stays.
Good little... Well, it's a... It's one of them races, isn't it? You just don't know.
He's better than a 1-2-8 horse.
Should be.
Way better.
Should be.
Way better.
Okay, brilliant. We'll go into our final featured race now at Leopardstown on the Saturday, which is, I suppose this could also be the big one in terms of Cheltenham, what's going to happen at Cheltenham. The Savills Chase, Factor File 7-4 favourite, Galopin des Champs 2-1, Jerry Colomb and a bunch of garbage behind it at 8. This is it. Reversal of the form, Galopin going left-handed once again, will win, will become the rightful favourite for the Gold Cup at Cheltenham. 10-3 anti-post, you should be getting on for the Gold Cup. That's my view. He did it last year, he's going to do it again. Up the Galopin, love to see it. Folks has got his head firmly planted into his hand at the moment.
I haven't, actually.
I remember what you say. Galopin des Champs will never beat Fact File again, is what you said.
So, what I put down here was, I said it's a fascinating race, these two. Jerry Colomb.
Not an earthly.
Jerry Alliwell, might as well run it.
No Jerry Colgom.
Yeah. So, when I saw the race at Punchestown, like you say, I was convinced Fact File would never lose again to Galopin des Champs. I'm having second thought. Back left-handed, good to soft ground. Back over 3 miles, more to the point. Galopin's almost, he's sort of almost unbeatable, isn't he? He's got that air of sort of Constitution Hill over hurdles. He just doesn't get beat, does he? But it's a shame for me that Spillane's Tower's going to King George in a way because Five More Strides, obviously, like I said before, he'd have won that. Mm. And as I said, Spillane's hadn't been on grass either. So I could see Galopin des Champs winning here after all I've said, but I still see Spillane's Tower beating them both in March.
Really?
I do.
Wow.
I do.
Because I love that. That's good, you know.
Because
I love that a lot.
Because I think if Galopin des Champs beats Factor File here, Walsh will be on the other one at Cheltenham Spillane's. If Spillane's Tower wins at Kempton, he will be, you know, your second favourite probably. You've got to remember, Galopin des Champs, the horses he's beat, you know, he's brilliant, don't get me wrong, but he's not a legend. I'm not having this thing, he's a legend and all this. We're going to hear something different from the man on my left.
Top five horse willies ever trained?
Not an earthly. Not in a million...
Johnny Dineen's got something to say about that.
Much as I respect Johnny Dineen, and I love him, I love listening to him, and I love the fact that he says it exactly what he thinks.
Yeah.
If he's in the top five horses he's ever trained, no. He's beaten Brave Man's Game, Protectorate...
it is true.
Noble Yates...
Yeah,
they're not Gold Cup horses. They shouldn't be in the Gold Cup.
Mm.
You know, they'd be two fences behind in this year's Gold Cup.
Mm.
And I think this year, like we said before, the new era of horses.
Yeah,
Spillane's Tower. And I couldn't back Galopin for March. No chance. Not a chance for me. Not. I'm not saying he won't win.
No.
But I couldn't back him at the prices. I think if the Spillane's Tower was trained by Mullins or an Elliot or De Bromhead or a Cromwell, he'd be 6-1 for the Gold Cup.
Yeah.
He's 16s, I think, at the moment.
Mm.
You know, if you think that race, fast or slow, everyone, you know, the nearly horse, fast or slow, is beating Galopin des Champs. Fast or slow, never win a Gold Cup. No chance.
Yeah.
Zero chance.
Yeah.
Zero.
Marty?
Galloping Deschamps will make history in March.
Yeah.
And this is like a little thing to March.
Yeah.
The last race was well too short, but what a race it ran.
I agree with you. I agree.
And I think it will win this. I can't see beyond him. He's the Gold Cup winner next year. Three of them. And Willie are probably retiring because he don't need to do any more after that because he's a legend, which I think he is.
He's not a legend.
I just love the way he battles up that hill at Cheltenham.
He's professional.
He's good.
He is good. I'm not saying that. And but some say he's in the top five horses Willie's trained. Is nonsense.
Well,
absolute nonsense. Fact
to file, learning the trade, I don't think he'll be good enough this time. I think this is 3 miles. He wants 3 miles. 3 mile two at Cheltenham, he comes into his own. The way he went round, Townsend knows what to do now. Probably go from the front like he did in the last race.
So what about, we all agree, Jerry Cullum?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've heard Gordon say you'll see a different horse.
No, no chance. Not after that one.
Well,
he knew they were in trouble.
Well, yeah, got to be.
Okay.
The real whacker beat at Cheltenham.
Oh, well, the one thing I'll say is last year in that 2 mile three race where he finished third behind Fast or Slow, this year finished obviously behind Fat Fal and Spillane's Tower. I think Galopin Deschamps run better this year in that race than he did last year.
Mm.
So to
he
me,
ran against better horses.
Ran against better horses, and yeah, just in general, you know, coming two lengths behind Fat Fal than 1¾ behind Fast or Slow. I think he ran a much better race this year. He then went on to beat, obviously, Jerry Cullum in this same race last year.
But that's non-form.
No, it's non-form.
Well, beating Jerry Cullum isn't the form.
It's non-form.
Last looked.
But he didn't just beat him, though. He didn't just beat him. He beat him by 21 lengths. He annihilated him off the face of the earth.
And what finished third at Cheltenham behind Galloping Deschamps last time? Or was it fourth? Horse that shouldn't even be in the Gold Cup. Corrick Rambler,
yeah.
Noble Yates, fifth, a 12-year-old Grand National horse.
Mm.
Then it was Protectorate. Then Brave Man, not Brave Man's Game, what's the other one?
Lompress.
It was Lompress.
Yeah.
Then Brave Man's Game.
Yeah.
None of those can run in a Gold Cup. They physically can't. If you take Galloping Deschamps out of that, you're looking at what's it called, the race at Haydock at the start? Is it Betfred? Chase, that thing you ran in
Betfair
Grey Dawning.
Betfair Chase.
That's what that is.
Yeah. No, I don't. I just see it as, we know Galopin doesn't like going right-handed, and over an inadequate trip, ran better in that race at Punchestown this year than he did last year. So I think he's even more primed for this year. Obviously against better horses, but I think 2-1.
But if he'd have run,
have a bit of
if
that.
He'd have run £20 lower than his. He's marked, which is 171 or 170, I think. He would have still finished second or third because the rest were no hopers, weren't they?
Mm. But I suppose the thing I'll say is you've only got to win the race.
Good start. He got back, you know, he's had a run, he's blown the cobwebs.
Mm.
And like I said, you know, I respect him greatly. I think he may well beat Fact or File, but going forward,
I think he's only got to win the race. That's the other thing. He was never beating Jerry Cullum by, you know, 12, 15 lengths at Cheltenham. Because we know how he's ridden. You know, four back maybe, around the final bend, and just powers on up the hill.
Oh, he's good, but to say he's a legend, no.
The problem we got now is there are so many good horses.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
They're coming through.
Mm.
Galloping Deschamps, this is his last year.
I would say so.
That's
probably.
Right. So if he doesn't do it in March, he never will.
Yeah.
Mm.
So this is like the last swan song for him.
Yeah.
Because there are so many decent horses out there, and you just think, God, they're coming through all the time. Mm. And they are. I'm watching it. I'm thinking, Jesus, man. When you look at the Irish,
I watched the sales again.
Sales
the other day.
Jesus.
Some of the money flying around.
Crazy.
Oh, 3-year-old hurdles at the moment.
Well, you saw what I sent you the other day. That sale.
I'm coming on to that in a minute. Funny you say that. Yeah.
Dreadful.
So, for me, I think Galopin Deschamps will win, but won't win in March.
Okay. I'd definitely like to back Spillane's Tower for the 2026 Gold Cup as a six-year-old.
Okay.
Cool.
I could definitely see him being there. Right, that's the end of our featured races. Shall we move on to the picks for Presbury, or is there anything else you want to bring
up? Yeah, there is. A couple of things. I will bring up a pick for Presbury.
Okay.
And this is an afterthought.
Okay.
And it is not going to go down well with one participant here.
Yeah. And, oh, hello.
And
who is it? It can't
one,
be me again.
One of our previous guests.
Oh.
So the horse in question is
Romeo Coolio for the paddock.
It is Romeo Coolio.
It is. Well, love it. Love that. So, actually, love that.
I don't know if he's going to... I think he's not quick enough for 2 miles, okay?
He's favourite in Ireland for a race, and he's odds on.
Yeah.
So I've just noticed that.
I think he's going to end up in the Turners.
Mm.
I shall tell you for why. When he ran in the... what was the Royal Bond, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's...
He was twos on, wasn't he?
Well, yeah.
And he wasn't comfortable the whole way round, was he?
No.
They all finished in a heap.
Jump in the second last, you knew you were
you knew you're safe.
Because they're all coming.
So before the race, Blue Devassi was 8-1 in that, and Romeo was 6-4
on,
wasn't he?
Now against
but
in this race.
And in the race Potter's Charms in, they were both priced up at 9-2. And I thought... That's odd because Romeo Coolio was certainly favoured out the two in that previous, you know, the one where he got beat. So he's by Cave Tara. And I think the step up to 2 mile, 4 and a bit at Cheltenham would suit him. He hosed up in his point. And I think that's not the strongest race at Cheltenham at the moment, the Turners. And I think 33-1 him for the Turners is more likely than 12-1 for the Supreme.
Mm.
He is not quick enough for the Supreme. I know you're on.
No, but as we're saying, these next 4 days...
Oh, tell us it.
...will push things all over the place. And you think, oh...
He's got to beat Blue Devassi
at
Leopardstown.
But your anti-post bet, in hindsight now, would you rather he went for the 2 mile four race? Knowing now what we know, I don't think he's quick enough for
on
2 miles.
On his truth, the Supreme, I've never seen so many horses and my head swinging with it.
Yeah,
because the only one I do like now is Mr. Meggett.
Okay,
but that's got a but Salvatore Monday.
Yeah, there's lots.
You know, but you've got to sit back and see what happens over the Christmas.
What else would Gordon have for the 2 mile race? Because
he's got 2 milers. He's got
Do you see what I mean?
You know, they've all got.
I'm not saying he's a good thing or anything like this, but I think he would be more suited.
I know where you're coming from. Yeah,
it all seemed to happen too quickly for him, didn't it?
Yeah,
you know,
Romeo.
He was a bit
easy, and then all of a sudden
he ran
in
one
the
at Down
Bond.
Royal, didn't he?
Oh, hello.
And in the Royal Bond, he was like, "My God, this is like a whole different ball game." Hmm. And it was, you know, the horse was almost panicking.
Yeah, because you know, Willie's got about 10 to release.
Course,
but we don't. Well, we'll see. Mm. But then he's got to go across the board.
Yeah,
so
you
know, one starts off at 2 could end up at 3.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Mm.
Not for much, but I would say at 33-1, I think
it's nice.
I think that's where we'll end up.
I know what you're saying.
You've picked another 33-1 shot, which is nice. It's lovely. There's only one firm with 33-1. Everywhere else is 20s and 25s. Mm. So I like it. Marty, have you got a little anti-post selection, mate, that we can add to our column?
Yeah, I have.
There's people all over the world waiting on this.
I know, unbelievable, isn't it? The famous Marty Mullins.
It's pretty straightforward, as you're here. I'm just going to get the odds up so I know what I'm doing here. Because...
What race is it in, Marty?
Oh, it's the usual, Ryanair.
Ryanair, okay.
Oh,
I wasn't expecting that.
Listen, I don't think we've got one for the Ryanair yet, have we?
We've not had one for the Ryanair.
Listening to Willie.
Ryanair on now.
Yeah.
Thursday, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, he was bullish about this horse.
Oh, here we go.
El Fabiolo. 6-1.
Eight's best price, mate.
Yeah, you've got Gaelic.
8-1.
Yeah, you've got Gaelic Warrior, Spillane's Tower, John Bond, Enjamine, Grey Dawning, Factor File.
I know what's coming
in. Banbridge, Envoy Allen, The Home Press.
None of them are running in it.
No, Gaelic Warrior's off to the Queen Mother against John Bond.
Well, John Bond won't run in it.
No.
Factor File won't run in it.
No.
Long Presse won't run in it.
Exactly.
Long Presse might run in it.
El Fabiolo.
Spillane's.
Yeah.
He's got to jump.
That's his race, isn't it? Effectively,
2 mile five. Get in.
Get in.
Whoa.
I tell you what, the way Willie talks about.
Was he the one that fell at Cheltenham?
He's got to get that out of his head. He's been brushed up on jumping.
Has he?
He just looks tailor-made for this. Yeah.
Has he been brushed up on jumping?
Yeah, he's been under the microscope.
He's schooled, didn't he?
Oh, what, changed the fence colour or something, did they?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Like it, yeah. The fences were too white
that was,
for it.
Was that
him? That was Energumene,
wasn't it? That was Energumene, yeah.
El Fabiolo at 8-1.
Forgot that.
I like that.
It's a still. It's a steal.
I mean, that's got more chance than Anton's Romeo Culio at 10s for the Supremes. There is that.
Add a nought.
Add a nought. Yeah.
We shouldn't say that because, in fairness, he looked decent, didn't he?
Yeah.
But I just, you know, and I'm not putting that up in the 2 mile five just to spite Anton.
No, of course not.
I just think.
You adapt as the season goes on. And though,
I think Andy would say as well that, you know, that's. I think the 2 mile five, I think that's.
I've got to say this as well about the bumper. I know we all got a bit excited the other day when the pipe horse, bloody, I've never seen anything like it. But I agree with Jordan, nothing happens until next year. We've not really seen a Willie Mullins horse come out yet. There's loads to come out. There's going to be something else, guaranteed.
Mm.
But all I'll say to people, just to hold back a minute, 7-1, that was 66-1 the other day.
Mm.
Before Asker, was it?
I couldn't believe that.
A lot of people are saying that was the best British bumper performance they've seen in their lifetime.
Really?
Cue card, exceptional. Compared, both the same.
Mm.
I hope this horse goes and does it, but you just know, by when you look at the market, there's some horses to come out.
It was the way he obviously quick and clear and was never getting caught, but it was the fact that the amount of winners he had behind him that had also looked quite impressive in their previous runs.
Yeah, great.
And turning into the straight, they were closing on him and he pressed him once gone. He's gone, wasn't he?
The bit of form that I couldn't believe was Kerry from Derry, Emmett Mullins' horse.
Hmm.
And I thought, flaming out. This is. And the way it won a race, it just cantered.
They knew what they were buying, didn't they?
Cool, yeah.
You know.
So, but I'll just say, hold back a bit, just wait. Because I'll tell you what, the race that normally produces the champion bumper winner is on the 26th of Jan. And that's the one that Jasmine Duvall won. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Nace, which is a Cheltenham course. Mm. So just, yes, there's no need to rush in at sevens, you know. So that's my advice on the bumper at the moment.
Okay.
So another horse I'd like to mention is High Class Hero.
Yeah.
Runs in the 3 mile novice chase at Leopardstown, I think it's the 27th. And he has been backed as well. He was 14 and 16. He's down to 10s now. I like this horse for the Brown Advisory. But as we know, he'd have to run well here. Is it Impera Park? Oh, Croke Park or Croke Road's favourite, I think, for it.
It's going to be a hot race.
Yeah, it will be.
Brown Advisory.
Is Better Days Ahead or something in it as well?
What's he running in? Is it on the Saturday?
It's called the Long Distance Novice Chase at Fairy House. Martin will find it for us. So anyway, it's just something to look out for because obviously we've backed at Anti-Post for the Brown Advisory. The other one I think's worth keeping an eye on that's running at Leopardstown as well.
Yeah.
Currently 5-1, but 14-1 for the Triumph, and I think this is our Triumph hurdle winner. That bold?
Could be.
Hello Neighbour of Gavin Cromwell is going to win the Triumph Hurdle in March. He was a 97 horse on the flat. He's rated 97 on the flat. He ran twice and won twice and has been bought for this race. And I think he's good value. I think it's against Willie de Hoole in the juvenile hurdle.
Well, this
weekend.
Yeah, so.
And I think if he wins that, he's made no secret of this, Cromwell. He likes this for the Triumph Hurdle. And I think that's certainly an interesting horse to watch.
Okay.
And the only other thing I'd like to say, what I think we should do is put one up that we think will win over the weekend or over Christmas.
Okay.
So if I was to say to you, and you'll be shocked at mine, believe me, what do you think, Martin? If you had to stick one horse in that you think will win, Lossy Mouth or Galopin?
I'm a gambler.
Sorry, I'm
Fontwell.
Fontwell.
I followed this horse.
What's it called?
I'm a gambler. Right. That's what fitting, I like. Yeah. That's what I like about it.
I thought he was making a statement. Okay. Though.
Yeah, I noticed.
Is that Boxing Day?
Yeah, I know it. I know it.
I'm a gambler. There you go.
It's running at Fontwell.
Yeah.
Do you know what race it's in, Marty?
The 3 miler. About the sixth race.
Interesting.
No, it's just I followed this horse. It came third last time.
You think this is interesting? Wait for mine. Of all the races we could have chose, you go to Fontwell. Jordan, you've got anything?
Galopin for me, I think.
Okay. Well, I'll go to... God. Don't shout at me. I'm going to go to the Boxing Day, the 8 o'clock at Wolverhampton.
Oh, my God.
Go on.
What?
Shocking. All weather. Shocking.
Shocking? Shocking. Embarrassing?
Embarrassing.
So, my bet over Christmas, for me, is a horse called Green Team.
Right.
Nothing to do with my football team, by the way.
No.
Trained by Ian Williams.
Okay.
He has found his way into a Class 5 over a mile and six somehow. He got beat in the Northumberland Plate, got beat 7 lengths in the Northumberland Plate, where Richard Hughes' horse won, I forget what that was called now, and he ran off 87, right?
Mm.
He's found his way to a Class 5 at Wolverhampton on Boxing Day, on the all-weather, off 64. £23 lower than getting beat 7 lengths in the Northumberland Plate. His last run, he finished second behind an absolute handicap block. And this will be a good price, I think. This might be 4 or 5 to 1, I think. And he's so well handicapped, I can't miss him, I'm afraid.
Wow.
Green Team, 8 o'clock at Wolverhampton.
What day is that on?
It won't pay for Christmas because it's after, but it'll pay for all your New Year celebrations.
Is that on the Friday?
It's on Boxing Day, Thursday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cool. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock at Wolverhampton, Green Team.
Stops at 5:40, I presume.
Is it the following day?
Might be the following day.
Try the 27th.
Friday.
Is it?
7:30. 1 mile 6 at 5:30.
Oh, how did I get 8 o'clock then?
Green Team, yeah.
Is it? What race is it?
1 mile 6. 5:30 at Wolverhampton on the Friday the 27th.
Friday the 27th, so I've got the day wrong and the time.
We get the horse's name right, which is better than Marty can say with constitutional will, isn't it?
Yes, that's true enough, yeah. But he's over that. There you are.
I love that. We'll see what price that is. And we'll
love
put,
it?
I'll put it up on the Twitter. Yeah, I like these little finds.
I do like Ian Williams. I love him.
Yeah.
He seems to pull them out of the app. So, yeah, good spot there, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
Before we forget, I'm going to put my pick for Presbury up.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. This is a slightly interesting one because he may run in a different race. But I'm picking a Skelton horse. I'm going with Val Grand for the county hurdle at 16s. Folks has choked on himself. This is a proper handicapper.
Did you hear this, Martin?
I know. No, good.
Turned over by Potter's Charm, no longer a graded horse. Proper handicapper.
I think that's where he was going to go, wasn't Skelton's, he just got a bit above his station, didn't he?
He just finished 10th behind Mirabad at Cheltenham, and Harry Skelton didn't even look like he was trying up the running. Good lad, Harry. Get that rating down. Get him spot on for Cheltenham. He's got course form. We know he stays up the hill. Beautiful. 16s.
I'm horrified.
Skelton's going to win every handicap at Cheltenham.
Is this for the county?
Yes, county hurdle.
So, another good judge that we know.
Yeah.
The great Matt Hurley.
Yeah.
Who is joining us in Cheltenham in November.
Yeah.
We spoke about this race, the Val Grand race, funny enough, and there's a horse in Nicky Henderson's, the second colours of Wheelmount that day. Bo
Zenith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He thinks exactly the same.
County hurdle. He went off big price that then, he was like 40s or something.
He was tailed out the back of the telly at one time. He was. Finished second.
Yeah.
Matt really likes that.
Okay.
We're hoping to get Matt on.
Yeah, we will. Absolutely will. Absolutely will.
Can I just mention one more thing? Sorry.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So that's your, that's your Cheltenham.
That's my
Presbury pick.
That's it, yeah, 16.
Martin sent me something during the week, and I thought it was just for 2 minutes, maybe have a little small chat about it. The Caldwell construction sale.
Couldn't believe what I saw.
What's racing become?
It's embarrassing.
Well, the thing we've learned is they have... Caldwell obviously incredibly happy with the amount of money they got for them horses, because they've been dreadful, have they not?
Yeah, and the owner said, you're buying a horse for $500,000 that's run around a muddy field.
And who's it said that?
I don't know. It was on At the Races, and he just said, this is what people are doing. But the money going... The problem for the punter is, when you look at some of these, well, the next 4 days of racing, it's tough, because we don't know who's... We don't know.
No.
What was the total? Was it $8.5 million or something, was it?
Well, yeah, because you had the $720,000 just on Caldwell Potter, which is won $15,000 at Carlisle.
$740,000 they paid for that.
Sorry, $740,000.
Pied Piper.
$570,000. Yeah.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad when you look at it all.
Jazzy Matty, how much was...
That was only $50,000. 15. He's one of the ones who's nearly got the dough back.
Phil Dorr.
$320,000.
Phil Dorr, another horse.
Terrible.
Completely exposed.
Terrible.
$620,000.
They've had their pants down.
Staffordshire Knot, $510,000.
Yeah.
South Yorkshire.
Was that Willie's horse?
No.
Who was that? Staffordshire Knot? I thought that was
Elliot's.
Elliot's.
It's all Elliot's, mate. Yeah, it's all Elliot's.
510,000. Saf Ferrer, the handicap hurdler, 330,000.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's pretty alarming, that.
I'll tell you what, they're sat at the top of Coldwell's latest construction with a nice bottle of Macallan 18 toasting the sun.
Oh, he's loving it. He's loving it.
Absolutely.
He must be thinking, I'm never going to buy another racehorse. Staggering money, isn't it?
I don't know where they go with Coldwell Potter. After that last performance, Jesus.
Nah. Not
and they what sense. They need another 700,000 back.
The thing is,
as some people say, you've got to win the Gold Cup. If you want your money back, you've got to win a Gold Cup. Unless you're John Bond going around on these 2 milers.
Well, the thing is, so the price of horses is going up, and you'll know more than me. Is the price money going down?
Yeah.
The price money is going up.
And now I see the BHA have just announced another 3.4% hike for the owners group.
It's difficult, isn't it?
It's nonsense.
And the big hole in gambling.
$3 billion or something?
Disappeared.
They've got their head in the sand about him, Martin. They've got their head in the sand.
I've not been challenged on any of my bets yet. I'm surprised I haven't, actually, but they haven't challenged me to say, oh, you can only do this or that.
Mm.
When I put a bet on Antipost, oh, I can only have 20 quid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well?
Yeah.
I know.
But
takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, but, the other day, the guy who's just took over, the Aussie guy who's just took over the BHA or something, he come out on the telly and says, oh, the black hole is not because people are going underground.
No, I know.
But how can he say that?
Mm.
You know, there's a guy, an owner, a gambler, whose return was losing 24, 25 pence a day.
Mm.
Now he can't bet because you see it.
I saw it, I just couldn't believe what I was reading.
No.
They've got it completely wrong.
Mm.
Absolutely. And I didn't know how many jobs there were involved with racing. Not only if you think of the betting shop staff, but you think of the people who work on the tracks, i.e. the grounds people, all the grooms and the jockeys and the agents. And I think something needs to be done.
Mm.
But the prize money
is going the wrong way. It's definitely going the wrong way.
When you look at, I go on about it, but when you look at the Irish and the money over there, and the size of that country to us, it don't add up. We should,
How are they? What did he say? How are they getting 10, 12, 15,000 euros for every race?
I know.
Prize money.
Yeah.
And we're running races. There's a race the other day on the Allweather, an apprentice handicap, and the winner was 1,880 quid.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It's not right. None of it's right. But we're going one way at the moment. Downhill.
Yeah.
Another thing, when you were young, or younger, I should say, when you picked up the paper, or when you went racing, what was the first race? It was always a novice hurdle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, bookmakers, we're not having that. The novice hurdles are the one generally the punters will win on.
Mm.
Oh, no, we'll have a 2.5 mile amateur riders handicap.
Yeah.
So they've got you in.
Yeah,
if you're racing,
that's true.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be allowed.
Right, well, there we go. We best close it off. Coming up to an hour and a half.
Should we mention our football?
We are doing our charity £10. Both teams score fourfold. Currently 0-3, but we will hopefully get this changed this week and get on a bit of a run. I'm putting forward Wolves versus Man United. Wolves seem to be in a bit of more form recently. Man United, like you all, sure. Blackburn-Sunderland, kind of a clash at the top of the championship as my other fixture. And the two you've selected, folks...
Newcastle and Villa.
Yeah, Newcastle-Villa.
Newcastle-Villa and Coventry with Super Frank. Can't defend.
Fat Frank.
And
Plymouth.
Plymouth.
Wayne Rooney.
Who are going down.
Who are going down.
Certainties to go down.
Love it. Some may not, but love it. Yeah. That's 6.45 to 1, so that's our tenner is on that, which will get us comfortably into profit should this come in. And I'm confident.
Are you?
I'm confident, yeah, I am, this one. Right, that's it. That's the end of the show.
Good luck to everyone.
Thanks for inviting us.
No,
thanks for coming on.
Thanks to you, Martin. I've enjoyed it.
So good luck to everyone punting over Christmas. Hope you have some winners.
Have a good Christmas as well.
Have a good Christmas. A safe New Year. And you know, we'll be kind to each other. And you know, they say the sun all shines on the righteous.
There you go. Love that little words of wisdom to end it on.
Thank you, Martin. Glad you enjoyed it.
No, I did.
Happy Christmas, everyone.